Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
216-474-0092. You came in today and you told me, I was like, so what are you hot about? Like, what's your big thing right now? Mm-hmm. What are you focused in on with this Browns team? And you basically wanted to ask, what do people want out of this Browns season? That was something that was top of mind for you today.
Yeah, I want to know what fans want from this Browns season. What matters to them from this Browns season?
Yeah, so it's hard.
It feels like a gap year to me.
Well, and so we've been kind of calling it like a you know, you're taking your poison pill.
Okay.
In many ways, right? Like this is the year that you're just kind of you said gap year. I think it's a good way to term and use it. But I don't want to look at it as if we can't find things out with the rookies. Like, I don't want to look at it like Harold Fannin and whether or not he eventually replaces David Njoku isn't a storyline, you know? Mm-hmm, I don't want to look at it like, how does Judkins and Sampson replacing Nick Chubb and Mixon with Jerome Ford isn't a storyline? Because, like, there are things that we're building towards and moving forward. Mason Graham impacting the defensive line with Myles Garrett, does it turn the two of them into one of the best defensive lines in the entire sport? Like, I think there are so many different things that we can look at just in relation to the rookies. But I do understand why you ask the question and how you ask the question, because what I want out of this Browns season more than anything is to find out whether or not any of these quarterbacks matter.
And how do you do that?
You have to play them. That's the point. You have to play them.
So what comes with that?
Well, so what comes with that is finding out at some point whether or not Shedeur Sanders can at least have he needs to have an opportunity, but getting him the reps, getting him the opportunities, getting him the chances to go ahead and actually show you that he can be the quarterback that you'd want him to be in being a franchise quarterback. And if he's not, that's your answer too. The cool thing about a fifth and a third round pick between Shedeur and Dylan Gabriel is they don't have to succeed.
Right.
You don't have to. You can throw it away. You got 2 first round picks in the upcoming season. Mm-hmm. You can go in that draft and you can find your guy, but not giving them an opportunity to at least find that out, that's where I think the mistake is. And in particular, Shedeur more than Dylan Gabriel.
So the other thing that comes with that plan, and I agree with you, I think that's a big part of what this season is about for the Browns. It's a big part of what this season should be about for the Browns. But what comes with that is a lot of losing and a lot of pain on Sundays. And a lot of bad football.
I'm mentally prepared for that. I think a lot of the fan base is as well. I think the national media has done an unintentionally really good job of preparing everyone. When Vegas says you're a 5.5 win team, when PFF has you as the 32nd best roster in the entire NFL, when the FPI says you have the highest chance of landing the number one overall pick, like, they've been repeatedly bashing us over the head with the idea that this Browns team is not going to be very good. So, like, if you're expecting wins after everything we've heard this offseason, then your expectations just are never going to be anything but winning football. And that's just, it's a wrong place to live right now.
The other thing that I keep going back to, Jonathan, is when you talk about the quarterback competition, if you want to call it the quarterback competition, I don't know that it's about who's going to give them the best chance to win on Sundays.
Yeah, so I want to ask you in particular about this because you spend so much time around professional athletes. And so the psyche attached to this, I think, is very interesting.
Uh-huh.
Like, at what point does Kevin Stefanski balance out needing to win games, not only to keep his own job, but to also keep everyone there invested
right,
and thinking that they're actually going out there with the best chance to win, versus how do you find out some of the answers? Some of these, the answers to these questions with the rookie quarterbacks that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. That's why if you made me guess, I'd say Joe Flacco starts week one, because I think Joe Flacco looks the best out of these quarterbacks right now. But what does that do for you long term?
What does that do for you?
That's the problem. What it does.
What do you gain from that?
Well, it serves Kevin Stefanski and it serves the locker room. I think the hardest thing Stefanski is going to have to do in finding everything out over the next couple months is looking and seeing Joe Flacco be the guy that's been in the NFL for 18 years and has had success. And according to everyone at camp, looks the very best out of these quarterbacks. And that could change. But as of right now, if he stays looking the very best, how do you say that guy's not getting the start?
I think the hard thing about having Kevin Stefanski as the coach and the mix of players that the Browns have is that not everybody will come to an agreement about what's best for the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are people inside the organization that are looking at it saying, what's best for me? And I think Kevin's one of those people. If he's doing what's best for the Browns, that's not Joe Flacco week one, is it?
Well, I think it is if you're trying to if you're just trying to win as many games as you possibly can.
Is that the goal? Is that the franchise goal?
No, it's not.
Should that be?
They're in conflict with each other, and that's part of what makes this story so hard, and part of what makes the direction so hard. But Stefanski does have to win games. You're under the 3-win season. I don't know how you escape this. Now, I always maintain that Stefanski, this, you're going to look at this as a 2-pronged approach.
Mm-hmm.
You have Flacco out there to take the early beating because the early part of the season is so difficult. You're not going to be favored if it's Joe Flacco or Jesus Christ against half of these matchups, okay? You're not. You're taking on Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jordan Love. You have all these great quarterbacks early on. And like the easy part of the schedule is week 6 against Aaron Rodgers. Thanks. That's the easy part?
Right.
Taking on the Steelers? Okay, fine. A little bit of a reprieve, week 6.
Yeesh.
So it's really hard early on. I think the trick that he's going to have to try to pull off here is I think he'll have Joe Flacco take the brunt of it early, and then it'll be my break glass in case of emergency plan. That's Shedeur Sanders. And that's where we can start to actually...
Shedeur?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Shedeur out of the gate after Joe. Joe's going to take the beating to begin with, and then Shador's going to come in there, and he's going to have him at when the schedule gets a little bit easier, and that's where Stefanski can showcase, this is where my value is. I've gotten Shedeur to a spot, you start winning games, and then you're off to the races.
There's nobody in that organization that likes Shedeur more than they like Dylan Gabriel.
Yes, there is. His name is Jimmy Haslam.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay. Fair. There's one person in that organization.
The most important
person. Who is known for making terrible decisions.
The most important
person.
That
may like Shedeur and all of the marketability and all of the ticket sales and all of the jersey sales. But the Browns told you on draft night that they preferred Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, but that doesn't have to be the story by the time we get to actual games being played.
What's going to change the math?
Well, Shedeur being a better football player is going to change the math.
How are you going to prove that?
day in, day out, the way that he's already started to in the mini camps and everything else that we're going to see. He's going to, Shador is a better
reps. Those opportunities are going to continue to shrink as this summer progresses and games get closer. The opportunities for Shador are going to shrink. He's the fourth quarterback on the depth chart. How many reps do you think those guys get?
Well,
How many opportunities do you think those guys get? Do they play with the ones?
Listen, I don't think it's impossible to look better than Dylan Gabriel. I mean, you're acting like Dylan Gabriel's like a second round pick or something, or a first round pick. He was a reach as a third round pick. He was projected to be a sixth or a seventh.
By you.
No, not by me.
Not by the organization. The organization is telling you.
The resounding thought process around the NFL was that he was a sixth or seventh round pick. They took him in the third round.
Doesn't matter.
Well, it shouldn't matter third or fifth round anyway. If Shador looks better, then Shador looks better. In early returns, he looks better than Dylan Gabriel right now.
I think you're missing a variable.
All right, what's that?
The Browns were the team that drafted him, okay?
Yeah.
They liked him better than Shador. They had an opportunity to pick Shador or Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
And they took Gabriel, and they have their reasons for it. So it doesn't matter what New York thinks. It doesn't matter what the Steelers think. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what NFL insiders think. The decision makers for this organization chose him. So that means the other one, Shador, is fighting an uphill battle, and he's going to have to do something to change the equation between him and Dylan Gabriel.
And that's what the next 3 months are about.
That's the reality of it.
And that's what the next 3 months are about, is him actually showcasing the talent that he displayed all throughout college and then being that better quarterback than Dylan Gabriel.
But I don't know that he's going to get that opportunity. That's what I'm saying. He's fourth. He's fourth on the pecking order right now.
Well, and this is one of the problems I have. This is one of the problems I have with the four quarterback setup to begin with. Anyway, is that you've already just axed away the amount of reps and the amount of opportunities that any of these guys are going to have to showcase their worth. Now they're doing two different practice fields for a reason. It's a very unconventional thing. It's not something I've ever seen them do in Berea before, where they have multiple fields set up and they have multiple situations happening all at once. Like, they understand that this is unconventional and they got to take unconventional approaches. I just see Shador as that much better of a quarterback than Dylan Gabriel,
but
that it's going to wash out in the next 2 or 3 months. Well, again, it's been a month already, and every person that has been around this team in the slightest bit says Shador looks a million times better than Dylan Gabriel. Like, they can put the blindfold on and pretend like it's not reality. There's a reason why Shador was a more, I'm not even going to say decorated college quarterback, because that's insane. I don't even want to go down that route. But why all the projections had him, if you were even negative on him in the second round, and for Gabriel, it was sixth or seventh round. Like Shador has a ceiling that is much higher than Dylan Gabriel. His skill set is much better than Dylan Gabriel. And so he's got 3 months to showcase to the Browns why that is. And right now, I think he's done a great job doing so. 216-474-0092. Man, people are like, oh, you're just a Shador honk. And there I go, just displaying my Shador honkness.
But it's not about just putting a blindfold on. It's about the fact that they like one guy better than the other. And they've told you that. So that guy that they like better is going to get more of a benefit of the doubt. That guy that they like better is going to get a longer leash. That's how it works.
Yeah, I don't know that they have to be... I don't know that they'd be a prisoner to that. Because if you can like somebody more in April, and maybe they liked him more because they didn't like all the things that came with Shador, and they're like, all right, we'll take Dylan Gabriel in the third round because we know that he's a long-term project and we can try to make this all work and everything that happens. And then the fifth round came and they're like, all right, Shador's there. We're going to take him. And we have theories attached to that, by the way.
Sure.
And that goes back to Jimmy and everything else in between. The reality is that Shador's got an opportunity over the next 2 or 3 months to showcase why he's a better quarterback than Dylan Gabriel. And the early returns right now is he's done everything to show you that. Now, I know it sucks.
Against
that,
air.
Well, again.
No pass rush.
He's only excelled at every opportunity been given right now. I mean, like, you said it yourself. They're giving him limited chances, but he's done it consistently throughout this little stretch. And my belief here is that he's going to consistently do it and beating Dylan Gabriel. My goodness, if he can't look better than Dylan Gabriel by the time the season gets underway,
right?
Then he's got no chance of ever being anything in the NFL.
Why can't you just try to wrap your head around the fact that other people think Dylan Gabriel is better?
That seems too impossible for me.
Why?
Right now. Because Dylan Gabriel's not good at football. Dylan Gabriel's never going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Shador might never be a starting quarterback
Shador
in the NFL.
Shador has starting caliber talent. Dylan Gabriel's never displayed that ever, and he's built like an Oompa Loompa. You want a 5'9" quarterback out there, Chris?
How many?
Sorry, you must be this tall to ride the ride. Okay, I don't need to start a 5'9" quarterback out there, Chris.
I did that years ago with Russell Wilson. It turned 216-474-0092.
The only example in NFL history. Keep going back to that one. All right, what did Jason Lloyd say about this? What do people want out of this Brown season, more in particular? And am I just that crazy that Shador Sanders Can't beat out Dylan Gabriel. Come on. Can't even say it with a straight face. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.